what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Leah Lowenstein, Charles Solomon, and Wade Major. First up, the animated comedy The Boss Baby: Family Business. Charles?
Well, this is a sequel that I don't know many people were pining for. It's frantic, it's fast-paced, it's over the top. There are a lot of elements borrowed from other films, but it just doesn't really add up to very much.
Leah?
It has its moments, particularly in the first half. It at first seems like it was going to be kind of charming and tender, and then it goes way over the top, too big, hyperkinetic, frantic, crazy, and it does lose some of its momentum as it gets even more frantic.
Wade, The Boss Baby: Family Business.
Yeah, technically really impressive, an incredible amount of artistry and technology into creating the look and the style and the set pieces, but there's not enough that went into creating a script and a story, and it winds up being a very charmless, kind of unnecessary sequel.
The Boss Baby: Family Business, directed by Tom McGrath, Marla Frazee, and Michael McCullers. The screenwriters rated PG. It's in wide release and on the Peacock streaming service. The Australian romantic comedy Long Story Short stars Rafe Spall, Zara Newman, and Ronnie Chang. It's written and directed by Josh Lawson. Lael?
This is as charming as Boss Baby was charmless. It is an absolutely delightful romantic comedy in the Groundhog Day vein, but also very much its own thing, about a man who procrastinates his life away and is given a gift of losing time, and for that he gets perspective. It's one of the great new films from a director and writer to watch, Joss Lawson.
Long story short, Wade.
Yes, Rafe Spall is great, Zara Newman is a revelation, and Josh Lawson is definitely a talent to watch. This finds a way of splicing Groundhog Day with It's a Wonderful Life and finding its own path in the middle. It's really wonderful.
Long story short, is at Lemley's Glendale Theater and multiple on-demand platforms rated R. Steven Soderbergh directs No Sudden Move, written by Ed Solomon, starring Don Cheadle, Benicio Del Toro, David Harbour, and John Hamm. Wade?
Yes, Steven Soderbergh is back doing what he does best, which is this very particular kind of intelligent noir. And he's put back together a lot of the people that he's done the Ocean's films with, including composer David Holmes, with a great script by Ed Solomon. It takes place in 1956 Detroit, and it starts off as a simple crime story, and then it blows up into this really complicated Miller's Crossing-like web of deceit and crisscrossing betrayals. It's really fun to watch.
No Sudden Move is rated R, and it's streaming on HBO Max. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to listen to the full hour of Film Week wherever you get your podcasts and take it with you wherever you go. Have a wonderful Independence Day weekend.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.